A word for you from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 2. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. So we're speaking this week on the topic of love as the Bible sees it, not as we in our modern era see it, but from God's point of view. We started out by looking at the fact that we can become noisy Christians. We are a noisy gong, a clanging cymbal, if we have the gift of tongues, the tongues of men, knowing all languages, and even the tongues of angels, and yet we do not have God's love. Now he moves on to another type of power and an ability, which is very impressive. If I have prophetic powers, in other words, I can foretell the future. Upaul uti nomanginga profeta, futingi profeta ngeklinisa ukuthi izinto zizozenzeka kanje kanje. But he says, even if I have that, if I do not have God's love in my heart displayed to other people and to God himself, then I am useless. I am nothing. I'm worth nothing. He goes on to say, and even if I understand all mysteries and all knowledge. Well, there is a constant seeking after knowledge. When I was at university, there was a verse written in one of the lecture rooms saying, seek knowledge above all things. A verse taken out of context from, I think, Proverbs or Ecclesiastes. And of course, it doesn't mean it in that sense of worldly knowledge. But even if you have worldly knowledge, and even if you have all spiritual knowledge, and you understand all mysteries, everything is solved in the Bible, and every mystery in the world you understand. You understand the whole universe, the age of the universe. You're able to speak about the asteroids and the comets. You have all knowledge. We don't need to send any rockets to find out because you know it all. Even if you are that person. And on top of it, you have all faith. In other words, a faith that God speaks about is so powerful that we can remove mountains. It helps nothing because without God's love, without his agape love, you are worthless. You are nothing. In other words, in God's kingdom, you are less than the weight of a piece of paper. You are worth nothing. Only God's love makes a person to be a true Christian.